We begin chapter 43, Perek Mem Gimel in the Tanya, in our edition of the Tanya. We're on page Tuf Resh Beis, and we're going to have a little bit of recap in the commentary to put us in the right setting as we move into a very important chapter. Perek Zeh Bo Behemshech L'Shnei HaPrakim HaKodmim. This chapter is a continuation from the last two chapters. Shebahem Nisbaru Barichas, that was explained in great length, Kamen Yon of the Yira, many aspects regarding the aspect of Yira, which terribly translates, means fear. Aleph, number one, Hahechrech B'Yira L'chol in Yon Evarashem. Number one, it was explained why Yira is absolutely necessary in all aspects of Avodas Hashem. Beis Haderech Lavo Yira, the way to reach Yira. Sheodei Hispayinus Ba'amokas Hadash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mabir Lav. One is by reflecting deeply that Hashem is looking at everything you do. That's one way of getting it. Three, Shayira Milsis Udrasi. Yira is a very easy thing. Kikoach Zeh Lahamik Daito. This ability to think deeply. Boluch Alechem Yisroel Moshe. Every Jew has it as a gift from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, Mehemna, the trusted shepherd. Now, Hayira Hamuvoares, but based on Prakamelu, the fear that has been explained in the last two chapters, Hayira Muchrechas Lavodas Hashem, this is the fear that's necessary in order to have service of Hashem. Shizel Shemavar, but Prakamelu, Shisoda Voda Hayira, as it's explained that the foundation of service is Yira. Because we're speaking about Odas Madriga Yira Hamuchrechas Lekima Torah Mitzvos. It's that level of fear that's necessary in order to fulfill the Torah and the Mitzvos. And this is called Vehi Yira Tato. This is the lower fear. Val Yira Zemavar, and for this fear it explains Echu Ofen Aisponus Levola. And we explained how do you reflect to come to that kind of lower fear. V'aleh nemar, on that it says, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shom Elokech, what does Hashem ask from you? Kim liyiras Hashem, but only to fear Hashem Elokecha Lechus B'chol D'Rochav, to go in His ways. Now, why is he saying, but only? Because I'm only asking from you the lower level of fear, not the higher level of fear. You see. She'yira she'medabar alav pasuk zeh, milsus utrasi. That's a small thing. Hainu ha'yira muchrachas l'lechus b'chol D'Rochav, yira tasa, the yira that's necessary to go in all the ways, which is the lower level. To do the mitzvahs. Okay. That's in the past. Avol yira ilo, but higher level fear. Eina hakdoma l'torah a mitzvah shia kidaboy. It's not to be used as a preface in order to do mitzvahs and properly. El adar, it's the opposite. Al yedei ha'avoda b'torah u'mitzvahs efshir lovo liyirazu. Only after learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, can you reach this level of fear? Gevur el perchav gimel, as was explained earlier in chapter 23 on the pasuk, v'yitzaveinu Hashem es kol achugim el, Hashem commanded us all these statues, and now after the statues, liyiras Hashem, to fear Hashem, shetachlis kol kiyum ha-mitzvahs, hishimevien liyira ilo. The goal of all mitzvahs is to reach a higher level of yira. So we're beginning to see, it's going to be explained now, that the first level of Yira is to bring us to Torah and Mitzvahs. The second level of Yira comes as an outgrowth of Torah and Mitzvahs. Two sides of a fence. And that's what's going to have to be explained in great detail. Okay, now begins the Tanya of the 43rd chapter. Now, Yira Tasozu, and regarding this lower level of fear that we've been talking about the last two chapters, what is that for? Shehi Lekiyu Mitzvahs Yisbarach. It's in order to fulfill the Mitzvahs of Hashem. Bibachinas in the aspects of Sur Meira, stay away from evil. Vasei Tov, and to do good. Amru, it says, in this aspect, that's what Pirkei Avos means when it says, Im Ein Yira, Ein Chachma. If there is no fear, there is no chachma. And what is chachma? Says the commentary. Chachma hainu Torah mitzvahs. Learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. That's what we mean by chachma. So if ein yira, if there is no lower level fear, ein chachma, there's no chachma, ki lechachma tzarech lahakdim yira. In order to have wisdom, you have to have yira. Then the Mishnah goes on. And the Tanya will talk about this explicitly later on, but the commentary brings it now. Then the Mishnah says another line. Yimein chachma in yira. If there's no chachma, there's no yira. So if you look at that, you say, I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg. But that's the point. Ein yira ilo, the higher fear. Avol b'tchilas ha-misha meduber ho-odis yir tasah. Beginning of the Mishnah with lower level. So the Mishnah is saying this. If there's no lower level of fear, you'll never come to chachma mitzvahs. And if there's no chachma, you're not going to come to the higher level of fear. That's the pishat. But it's all going to have to be explained. It's all got to be. But the first part we've explained. If you don't have the ear, you're not going to the mitzvahs. You're not afraid that Hashem's seeing everything you're doing and he can mamish know everything. And I'm never going to do it. But once you're doing it, now you're looking for a higher level of yira. We have to know what is that higher level of yira. Okay, let's continue the words of the Tanya. V'yesh ba. Now, in this lower level of fear, we're not getting out of the lower level of fear that quick. It's like going to get a while till we get into that higher level of fear. But in this level of the lower fear, we're still focusing on the lower fear for a while. There are bechinas katnas, there's smaller aspects, ubechinas katnas, and bigger aspects. Dahainu, that means, kishenim sheches bechinas yirazu behisboinenus begedula. That means when you're drawing forth this aspect of fear, when you're reflecting on Hashem's greatness, says the commentary. Biyira taso, in the lower level of fear, gufa, in itself, yesh beis madrigas. There's two levels of lower level fear that brings you to Torah mitzvahs. Bechinas gadlus biyira taso, the greater level of lower fear. Hikishayira ba mihis bainus begadlus Hashem. When the fear comes out from you reflecting on how great Hashem is, ukemoshev, as it was explained, v'yesh yira kishi isbonen rak be'etzem ha'inyan shekodesh baruch hu may be the love. And then there's an aspect of fear when a person reflects only on the aspect that Hashem is watching you. Okay, ukemoshev kosev, as it says, histakel. Look at three things: ve'enato bolidei avera. What's that? Eye in roa, ozen shamas, an eye that's looking, an ear that's listening. Af she'eno misbonim, so even though you're not thinking about the greatness of Hashem, which is Baruch Parakodim, as we explained earlier chapter, el shezo b'chinas katas, that's a small aspect. So the lower level of fear, the lower level, the smaller level of the lower level of fear is when you're just reflecting on Hashem watches everything. KGB. All right, that's the lower level. The higher level is you're blown away by the greatness of Hashem. Okay, let's see footnote Aleph. Hinele El Perik Membeis Baruches. We learned in the last chapter Nisbayer in the footnote. Shayira mitzad ayin roav oz shamas hiyira liosumei rabalat. This fear of seeing that Hashem is the knowing eye and the listening ear, that's only the type of fear that'll keep you away from averus. Vinikris Yiras Chet. And that is called Yiras Chet. So this level of just not wanting to sin. Vayira Mevea L'Sur Meira V'Asei Tov. But you want the kind of fear that brings you not only to Sur Meira, but to Asei Tov, to do good. Yira Shinir Gashes Bo Godless Hashem. That's the fear that you feel the greatness of Hashem. Vinikra Yiras Elokim. That's called Yiras Kim. This we explained already. Look there in great detail. So this Yiras Chet is when a person, so it's coming at the lower level is Yiras Chet, and the smaller level is Yiras Chet, and the bigger level is Yiras Elohim. But it's all in the lower level of fear. Of Alpiz Amun, this we can understand. Shema Shekoskam, that's what he says here. Yira Taso, the lower level. Zushihi L'kiyu Mitzvah Yisparach Basur Meira Vase Tov. That this level will have you stay away from us and also do the good. Yeshba bechinas katnas ubechinas gadlus. There's an aspect of small and big. I know, mean to say. Shabbi yiras Elohim gufa. When you have yiras Elohim itself, shunageshes, because when you think of the greatness of Hashem, that itself, yeshba bechinas katnas ubechinas. It has both aspects. You see what he's saying? He's looking. He's saying that you have an aspect of the smaller type of yira, where you're only afraid that Hashem is watching you, and that will get you to stay away from averus. But then that the bigger level of the lower yira is when you're thinking of the greatness of Hashem, that will get you to stay away from averus and to do good. So it's also getting you to stay away from averus. So that's so it comes out. That's small and big comes out of that. So what's going on? That would seem, you know, it's small and big. Why isn't it just big? So if you look in a kuntras from the Rebbe Rashab, he's bonus begadlus Hashem, she's bar b'pragakodim. This reflecting the greatness of Hashem that was explained in the earlier chapters, adayin hibavachinus, it's still an aspect of smallness. Why? Dinei Shamav's bar over there explains shemargalus atzmo liros echa olam hu lovish levad b'sochadim Hashem, where we have to accustom ourselves to see the world as a garment alone, and inside you find Hashem. Ubazen with that, Lamro Sharoha Sakarish Brochabushim, in spite of the fact you see Hashem through the garments, Harimi Kalmakam, still in all, he's takluso hu al olam, you're looking at the world, Val Yodo hu rohas Hashem, and then you see Hashem after you're looking at the world. Veina Ikr Bazay is bonus Hashem, so the Ikr is not reflecting on Hashem. And that's what Agos says. But Moshal Hasar Mishach. Remember, we said that you see the officers are bowing down to the king, the son is bowing down to Hashem. Hari Iker is Taklus Al Sarim. The main thing you're looking at the officers. Ainch Eich Shehem Yishach Lishacher. Echad, how they're bowing down to one person. Val Kenan. Therefore, Zo Yira Salakim Bechins. That's why it's called small Yira. Okay, so that's the small aspect. Even it's the greatness of Hashem, but it only coming by looking at other things. Berak Zed in this chapter, Mivari is bonus bechidus gadlus. Now he's explaining the aspect of reflection of greatness. Vayinu kemavur conscious bonus see begasim the greatness. We're thinking of the greatness of Hashem. We're thinking of Hashem direct, right? Ein hahergish beinyan haylamas. You're not thinking about the worlds. And from that you see God, no. Think about Hashem. That's why it's godless. That's the point. He's trying to resolve a contradiction from Perek Membeis. Membeis seems to say, if you reflect on the greatness of Hashem, that will help you, that's called Yiras Elokim, and will help you with Surmei Rav and Asei Tov, but it's still helping you with Surmei Ra, so there seems to be a small aspect. So even the greatness of Hashem's thinking, there's a smaller aspect and a bigger aspect. The smaller aspect, you think how great Hashem is from what you're seeing of the world or the agents or whatever. It's, and then you can appreciate Hashem. Here he's talking about directly Hashem. And that's still the lower level. It's a bigger level. It's a bigger level of the lower level. Okay, let's not make a mistake. There's a lower level of fear, higher level of fear. The lower level is two categories: the smaller of the lower levels and the bigger of the lower levels. The smaller one is Yiras Chet. The bigger one is Yiras Elokim. And even in that, you see there's many, many ways of explaining it in that way, which will be detailed a bit later on. I know it's way later on, but in this chapter. Okay, now let's continue. Now the commentary back upstairs says, Mivar ha'yispanis b'gadlus Hashem. So now he's going to explain the thought of godless Hashem, ha'mevi'o le'yira b'b'chinas godless, which is the big yira, but still of the lower yira, still the lower. And that's what he's going to explain now, which is, says the Tanya. Okay? So this Bechina of Yirazu, Bisons of Godless Hashem, he's explaining the bigger lower level, which is the Ihu Memalik Alamim, that Hashem fills the worlds. Umeharis Larakia, and from the earth to the sky is a Mahalach Tov Kuvshana. It takes 500 years to get there. It's a Bein Rakilakim, one from one firmament to another firmament, another 500 years. And in the firmament, it's 500 years. Valachayas Kankulam, and he's describing different levels. We're going to see the comment that's going to fill us in. It's Gemara Chagiga. And how all the worlds evolve, Lamala Mimala, one will from another, Adrum, still the highest world. Thinking about those ideas, let's see the commentary. It's based on the Gemara Chagiga. So the Gemara Chagiga says like this: Mina Aretz Ad L'Rekia, from the earth to the firmament is a Mahalach Tavkuf Shana, 500 years. And the brackets says it doesn't mean physically by a rocket ship; it means spiritually. Okay, it's 500 levels, whatever that means.
It's not years; you can't measure time.
It's not years; it's 500 levels, whatever that is. V'Ovav Shel Rekia, and the thickness of that firmament itself is Mahalach Chamesh Mei Shana. It's also 500 levels. V'Kach Ben Kol Rekia Rekia, from every firmament to the next firmament, it's 500 levels. Lamalamehen, Chayos HaKodesh, and then you have the fiery angels above the Rikiyas, Ragle HaChayos, the feet of the Chayos, Kenen Kulam, etc. All these incredible mystical things. Karsuli HaChayos, the bottom foot of the Chayos. It's a whole description. And on all that, it says, V'HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mamalis Olomas. Hashem fills all those worlds and gives them life inside themselves. The more you understand how awesomely big and expansive are the worlds, now you understand Hashem who fills them all. And fear that comes from that, that's a great fear. Because you're saying, look, Hashem fills all reality. It's not a question that there's garments and that it's concealing Hashem, and these are amazing garments, so it must be amazing Hashem. We're saying there's all these worlds, and Hashem, He Himself fills all these worlds. Tough Reish Dalit. So then what's so low about that fear? That's a pretty big, great fear. Why is it still called the bigger of the lower level? Tough Reish Dalit. Ella Shalom, so in spite of that fact, Gam Zehu Bechlal Yirta, so it's still the lower fear. It's not the level of the higher fear. That's what the Tanya is going to say now. Even though you're thinking of how awesome Hashem fills all these worlds, it's still a superficial, external fear. V'tas on a lower level. Why? It's still coming out of the worlds. Shem levushim up, they're garments of the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher mistater, he hides, and misalam esavshim, is in clothed them. Lachayos, and give them life, lakaimim, give them existence, liyosheish meant to be something from nothing. Rak shehi hashar, but that's the gateway, v'hapesach, the opening, lakim ha-tormitzis. That's all just to get you to learn to tormitzis. Says the commentary. Amnam ha-yir abom ha-gadol shav, even this fear that comes from acknowledging the greatness of Hashem. Avol Gadol Hashem, it's the greatest of Hashem. How? Mitzad Shehuma, it's from the fact that He fills the worlds. Gadol Hashem Nimdanis Kan Al Pi HaRachzon. The greatest of Hashem is measured as it's contrasted to the worlds. It's a relative greatness. Ukechol Shemargis Yoser Malsalamas. The more you understand how great the worlds are, Harimargis Yoser Gadol Hashem, that's the more you understand how great Hashem is. So, for example, on a simple level, look at the cosmos on a clear night. Whew. Millions of stars. Every star is bigger than the sun.
You hear the scientific discovery of these black hole things that they just came up with yesterday. How they heard the sound of these black holes from eons ago that are now, they just perceived what transpired millions of miles away. Unreal. I guess the rabbi didn't hear about this.
Nope.
It's on the front page of the news. Usually science isn't like that.
Guess it wasn't much.
Apparently, it proves Einstein's theory.
Okay, good. So, and therefore,
it's just the vastness of space.
Okay. Well, what else? I thought it was vast before I saw the article.
But this just proves that. Anyway,
what does it prove?
I don't fully understand it. I heard a sound bite, but it just sounded like it fit in what the rabbi was saying. But
anyway, but if you just look and see,
part of the Bria,
you just say, "Well, and who made it? Hashem made it. Wow." But you still have to come on to something to appreciate Hashem. Ukechol. Yeah. Yeah. Ve'ein's a godless Hashem. That's not the gedulas Hashem. K'mo shu mitzav. That's not Hashem being great in His essence.
I seem to be getting it.
You want to get that just by Hashem alone. Doesn't need any relativity.
That's just a theory.
It's called a superficial fear. Ki ain above me pnimius alokus. It's not coming from the inner content of Hashem. El kechitzinus, so from the external vispashtu so, and as it spreads, we've rosalized creates the world. Then it's shehu yira chitzonis Meach Chitzonis Elokos. That is a fear from the outer ass of Hashem. Now he's going to give a little taste of what the Yira Ilah is. Then he's going to jump back. But here's a little taste. What is this Yira Ilah? What is this higher level Yira? Achayira Ilah, the higher level of fear, is called Yorei Boshes. A Yorei, a fear of Boshes, of shame. For Yira Pnimis, an inner Yira. Shinim Sheches Mipnimis, it draws forth from the inner aspect of Hashem, Shibetoch Alamas, that's inside the world. Now you see how much commentary is over here on this little one line? Okay.
Oh yeah,
Yira Penimis, Yira Me'akodesh Baruch Hu. So inner content fear is a Yira, not even fear, just a Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmo. Well, Kafish Mishabesh, not as he's enclosed. Penimius, the inner aspect of Hashem. Vinyana any Yira B'muvana Pasha, and that is not what we call Yira in this conventional understanding as it is by the lower fear. Ela inyan habusha. It's a concept of shame. Now we got to understand what this means. Not what you think. Hadug Milirzu, an example of this. Mevar Rabbeinu Makavahar. The Rebbe explains in another place, in his Siddur, in other places. The bracket tells you where it is. B'shem Moro Harav HaMagid Mimesrich. He says the name of his Rebbe, the Magid, the Mesrich or Magid. Shehu Kimashal. It's like the following analogy. Hamizbayesh, a person feels ashamed, may Adam go to the tzaddik, from a much bigger, holier person than him. Shariyirahi, now what are you afraid of? What are you ashamed of? Or whatever, what's the word you want to use? Mipnimushal tzaddik, it's from the inner essence of the tzaddik. V'lo mechitzitzo, not from his externals. V'inyin ha'yira, this kind of yira is shemizbayesh mimenu. He's ashamed from him. Masha enkin yira chitzonos, it's not the external yira. He can marshal, that's like the example of a Yerim and Melech, an awesome king. Now, why are you so afraid of the king? Sheyir, the fear is bechitzurus from his externals, the hispashtuso, and how he affects and expands on Medina Shabbos over many countries, for Riveras and over many thousands of people. Okay, I'll give you a simple example. Obama. Okay, now. There, if you're an American, there's a certain Europe, a lower level Europe, because he does have power. Mm-hmm. He can order anybody to throw you in jail under suspicion. He could. There's no
executive authority.
He had executive authority. So that power is not him. It's not that he is anything.
It's the position.
It's the position and the externals that he's able to affect, but he himself is zero, a negative. Right? So that, you know, that, but that's not in his essence, as he explains. Hainu. Keep a year by a mouth when there's fear of a king. What's the idea of royalty? He rules over others. As it says, there's no king without a nation. It's the nation that makes him a king. And the control he has over the people makes him. And if there's zero people, he's not a king anymore. And the more expansive his country becomes, he conquers more territory, controls more people, then he's perceived as being greater. The kingship is bigger now. The fear from the king, really from the king. But how he spreads his reign over the countries. What about if you're going to see the Chafetz Chaim? You're going to be shaken. Believe me, if the Chafetz Chaim walked into this room, oh, you'd just stop.
I'll hide underneath the table.
You'd freeze. Why? And he can't do anything to you. He doesn't have any power. Hare heyosa godol tzaddik, since he's a great tzaddik, ain't a shayach uspashochem, it's not he's going to spread upon others. El gadluso asr, the greatness is essentially in him. Vimala shalom, it's his personal virtue. V'inyan pnimibo, the inner content of him. Okay, now Yirisham, that Yira, he, mi pnimios, has come from his inner aspect. That's one thing. Chiluf nosav, another difference. Chiluka. Shayira me atzadik hi busha. This Yira isn't really fear, it's busha, it's shame. V'ayna kesheshir, omed lifnei atzadik, when you stand before atzadik, harehu misbayesh me atzadik, he's embarrassed from the tzadik. He loses his whole essence. He's totally nullified. Shaylo Metzias Klabi and Rav. So he feels when I'm next to the Chavetz Chaim, I'm a zero. Veinamotze Mokomas. He doesn't find a place for himself. Klabi goes outside. For that person, I'm zero. Vinei Hergesh Hayir Melch. So the feeling of you're of a king. Hugam Ken Kishimi Spatel. He also nullifies. He also feels he's nothing from the king. He's shaking his boots when the king's there, but he's shaken for another reason. Yira is what? Kivus, shrinking. Ubitl, nullification. That doesn't reach at all this level of Yira of the Boshes. He doesn't find a place for himself. Because the person there is just so great. And these two differences depend one on the other. Meaning, the fear of a king, also he fears the externals, ena poelis, it doesn't make you feel totally zero. It just makes you feel I'm powerless, but not that I'm a zero. I'm somebody, but I'm not able to act. The kivin shekol inyan chitzon is nimdal al yachar, because the whole external is measured by something else. Ukamar says a melech v'lam. There's no king without a nation. Hariyav shalomer. You can't say sheklapi a melech ena am tov. You can't say the people don't have a place because if people weren't there, he wouldn't be king.
They're necessary.
They got to be there. You can't say we don't exist. What do you mean you don't exist? If you don't exist, the king's not a king. Now you're afraid of him. You're humble, but you're there. You're there, but controlled. You feel controlled, but you feel you're there. Kim Kane, who's the king of if there's nobody there? That was a call, Shalom Godel Yosef. The more the people are big and great, Hamaluk of Yir Melech, Gedon Yosef, the fear of the king is even greater. Because he's controlling even greater people. Kim Kane, therefore, Eina Yira, Beetle, the Ibu, Mitzvah, Lagar, Mekam, you can't say that Yira is the person's totally nothing. Shrezel called Geter Melech. That's the way he defined a king. Shigamu Zulus, Yeshvis Mugum. That others do have a place, but he controls their place. You don't feel like you're a nothing. If you're zero, then the king is a zero. I'm great, but I am controlled. Mashenkin, which is not the case of Yerim Yodim Godel Vatzadik. If you have Yerim in front of a great person, Bo Meyodim Godel, it comes from the person himself. Kifishas, what he said himself. Vayner Sechay, that has to do with others. Umadregasu on this level, Eina Sula Stovis Mangum Klau. Nobody else has a place at all because he doesn't need anybody else to make him great. When you stand in front of Tzadik, Umargish, and you feel Eich Tzadik moved him, he's so separated from you, Lagamri. Vayner Tvisma Klau, and you have no grasp of that. Misoreris Bo Yira Boshes, he has a shame. She'ena Motse Mangum Klau, he has nothing because the Tzadik doesn't need him. I don't need you. I'm so connected to Hashem. I'm so awesome. I don't need you. And the person feels like I'm not necessary. The king, I'm necessary for the king. But here, I'm not necessary. Chofetz Chaim doesn't need me at all. V'chein hu b'inyanenu. This is so it is with our aspect of Hashem. Yira chitzonis. What is this external type of yira? Who mitzad gadlus Hashem? It's from the greatest Hashem, Hamamal Kol, who fills the world. But yet he fills the world. V'chivin shegadlus Hashem hanergeshet, that the kind of greatness you feel of Hashem, b'sehi mitzad yosmos, because he fills the world. What if there are no worlds for him to fill? Well, I don't see anything. Without the worlds, he has nothing to fill. Right? Harei l'olamas yeshivus, so the worlds have a place. V'yesh chashivus leprate malas olmos, and there is an importance to the detail of the virtues of these places. Malas ha'olamas meha aretz l'rakia malach tovkan. Then there's a distance of 500 levels. Remember ha'ergish because Hashem. Then you can feel the greatness of Hashem. Oh, Hashem fills all those levels. Okay, yirzu ain't a bitl gram. It's not a total negation. V'bedugmas yirzamal. It's like the fear of a king. Masha ain't kein of yir panimius. Because the inner aspect of fearing of Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu kafishu lasu kivel, as he is himself, shula malam elamis. He's above the worlds. And the worlds don't have any place. This is a year of Boshes, Ubita Lagamri, and total self nullification. Good place to stop. Okay.
Don't we sometimes say, I know it's not really right, but.